Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Man, how sad is it? I woke up this morning saying, who am I going to root for in the finals? We picked the Celtics to win that series. Last night on the TNT postgame show, they asked Draymond Green, they put him on the spot. Who do you want to face in the final round? Draymond didn't give that answer, but he did give another one.
I mean, be honest.
I think both teams are tough. Boston causes problems, especially offensively.
Draymond.
Their defense is incredible.
How long we been boys, Draymond? I want the honest answer, Draymond.
You're asking me who I want to play. I'm going to tell you who I think we're going to play. We're going to play Boston.
Okay. That's okay.
That's who we're going to play.
Thank you.
So Golden State or Boston having to figure out who to root for. I would like to remain neutral. But I usually like to root for one, my new most hated sports city, even over Philadelphia, San Francisco, versus the Massholes, who has been one of my top three despised, Troy.
If the Warriors and the Celtics face each other in the NBA Finals, this without question will be a Finals in which you don't root for anybody. You have it on, I know you won't, but you have it on, at least for me, as background noise. It will be background noise for me.
Yeah. Would you side towards one? Side towards the Warriors?
No, I hate
Boston.
I hate Boston, but they do have Grant Williams.
Ah.
Go Vols.
You got to find those angles.
You okay.
Justify
it. All right, I got it. Yeah.
Okay, so the great mystery last night. What were y'all thinking during Luka's first half? Let's just
Not
start
much.
There.
I was thinking that he hates San Francisco as much as Chuck does. I was thinking that...
He wanted to get out of there?
He wanted to get the hell out of there. Like... You know, you're allowed to have a bad game. It happens. You know, it happens. This is, you know, every player has had bad
performances.
But
there's a difference with bad performance. The problem that many had last night was effort. You can shoot 0 of 17, but when you're not trying, you know, and I don't think that we can, let's not be hypocrites here, right? Like, Steph Curry's not running out of gas. He's 34 years old. Klay Thompson's not running out of gas. They're going to play another series. Like, if the Mavericks advance... Okay, so are we blaming not getting back on defense, the horrible defense that was being played? He just looked totally... He looked drunk. He looked drunk. There was one play where no one was really guarding him, and he was, like, bringing the ball up court, and he, like, almost lost it out of bounds. Do you remember that play?
Yep.
Like, he kind of lost his dribble. So was this conditioning? Was this pouting and not getting back, complaining about some calls? Some people will say this is who he is. This is why the James Harden comparisons are absolutely perfect. Troy, what are you going to decide to go with as for the explanation, and what were you thinking last night in the first half with Luka?
Yeah, well, you're talking about the bad defense. That move, not even the move, but you know, the one where Steph Curry just goes from 3-point line and just jogs behind Luka's back to the rim for the basket. It was very James Harden-esque to watch Luka do something like that. But you know what? You can say what happened in the first. You know, everyone has a bad game. It happens. Not when you are the guy. And not when your quote-unquote bad game is because of complaining, not getting back because you're frustrated, jogging. You don't do that in an elimination game.
You're talking like... It sounds like you would to your son playing youth sports.
Thank you. That is exactly what he did.
You get him in the car, or you go to the dugout, and you're like, you are going to hustle. I don't care if you drop the ball. I don't care if you strike out. You are going to try and try hard.
That's exactly what I tell my son. I tell him every time. It's like, listen, I don't care if your team wins. I don't care if you get a gold medal. I don't care if you get a ring in this game. I care that you motivate yourself to play the entire game. Not because I want you to win and sports is great. It's because it's an example of what you will do through life. You have to motivate yourself to get through every second, every day, every week, month, and year of your life. And I kind of felt that way with Luka, where I like someone needs to tell him, dude, I know you're frustrated, but this is it.
It was the frustration that was really showing. Like that's what popped out to me the most on the TV is his frustration. You know, effort, all that stuff. I mean, I don't necessarily try to judge all the effort.
Yeah, but you could see it in terms of just not running back on a couple of those plays.
He just looked like he was like so over it. Like either not getting the calls that he thought he should have got, or his teammate's shots not falling. It was like he just looked like he wanted to be anywhere else. And it was also like, bro, like
really weird that, because that's so anti him. That's the opposite of him.
I know.
You know he's going to show up. You know Harden is going to bail at some point. You know that James is going to disappear. Donovan Mitchell, Luka fell into that category last night. I really want to blame it on conditioning. Not that that's an excuse. Like, that's a negative in itself. I'd rather it be conditioning than not caring. That's me. What about y'all on the truckwreck.com text line? He had to just be gassed. That's the only explanation, because he never looks like that.
I would hope that that's it, I think.
Because he's complained a lot throughout the playoffs. He was driving me crazy in the Utah series, but he was still going hard.
The truckwreck.com text line, Lucas 23, Harden was 29 doing that. It's not a good look, but there's some maturity, I believe, that will come.
Sure.
Lucas played a ton of games, including the Olympics. Can't have a bad night in a closeout game. The difference is Steph and Clay go sit on the bench for 8 minutes.
Mm.
I know Golden State just beat us, but you got to appreciate how good the team is. They're fun to watch. F the city, but I'll pull for Golden State.
Okay.
Let's see. The Mavs are basically the 2021 Hawks that we make fun of all the time.
Oh, man.
Don't be pumped about it.
Charles Barkley said the same thing last night, but let's get more Luka explanation. He played 40 minutes. Steph played 35. Clay played 37. Finney Smith played 39. Bullock played 38. This was Charles at halftime.
I got to say I'm very disappointed in Luka. He's not playing with any energy, going through the motion, not getting back on defense. He's not competing. And Coach Van Gundy is one of the people who called it out. I'm very disappointed. I'm a big Luka Doncic fan, but he's not competing out there at all tonight. He came out lackadaisical, just jacking up threes. And his energy and activity level is at the bottom. So just disappointed watching him play, because when you're the best player, and Coach Van Gundy said it, you have to always bring your energy, because the other guys feed off of your energy. And his energy is so low. Like I said, two times he didn't even run back on defense. Yeah.
Took me a while to get the first song.
What was the first song?
I think it was Shot.
Oh, I first kept hearing... some kind of EDM, okay. Some kind of South London dubstep or something like that.
I might be wrong.
I stopped, I started listening more to what Chuck was saying, because he was really getting to his point there.
No energy.
Yeah.
Going through the motions, not getting back on defense, not competing, lackadaisical. It's disappointing. Those are all the things that Barkley said. And no one disagreed on social media when I posted it.
No.
No one disagreed. And that's good on the Mavs fans to sit there and be honest about it.
Yeah.
And we also know he's 23 and there's room to grow. I'm going to say that he was gassed, but maybe he was just fed up and he realized that the season was coming to an end. He was having a little tantrum. He's known to have tantrums. He went over to the sideline. I thought he was going to break his damn foot kicking that chair. That's a way to get hurt. Luka, after the game, said, "I played terrible. Yes, I'm proud of us, but I think defense has got to be way better for me moving forward. I made a huge step this year defensively, but there's so much room for improvement. I've got to be way better there. I think that's one spot that can take us to the next level." And then you heard Jason Kidd at 5:40 say, "The next step for us is figuring out how to play to June." That wasn't a specific Luka call out, but it's obvious. it's clear that his conditioning has to, he's got to come in next year ready from day one. No more Shaquille O'Neal, I'm going to play my way into shape. No more, okay, I went to Slovenia. Okay, I took a little bit too much time off after my national team. Let's see someone that comes in from day one, like Michael Jordan after the Pistons, ready to annihilate and win the MVP from the jump and leave, no doubt, because obviously this guy's capable of it.
He's definitely capable of it. The problem is you gotta make sure that he is in shape starting at the season. And not, if he goes home, great. Make sure you're working out when you go home. I'm sure there's a gym or two.
This will tell us. This will tell us if he's obviously he's serious. This will tell us how serious he is this offseason. This is it. The warnings, the lessons, it's all been learned. He's acknowledged it. He said this year when he got called out for coming in at 260, yes, I was out of shape. This has been a topic. This isn't brand new. You've been in the league now. You know what it takes. You've had a taste of the Western Conference Finals. This will tell us. If he comes in next year out of shape again and overweight, I think he lacks that final point on the 10 out of 10 killer ultimate scale of wanting it more than anybody else. I'm going to put him there like an 8.5, a 9 right now. But the best of the best of all time would make sure nothing stops him from this offseason of getting in premier shape. And that's the way I look at it. Dak Prescott has done it. Mac Jones has just done it with the Patriots. We've seen it with a ton of athletes who came into the year and you're like, whoa, that looks like a different person.
Yeah, it has. We have seen that. It's up to him now. He's got to do it. And look, he is tremendous. The season was absolutely, this doesn't change that the season was a monumental success.
Not at all.
It was a tremendous success. There's room for improvement with not only him, but with everybody else on this roster. And who knows if they're going to be here? Who knows who's going to be here on this roster come, September? How they're going to change. We got a lot of offseason to worry about.
Here's Luka on his feelings on the path that this team is heading towards now.
I mean, great. Honestly, great. I think we're a young team. I don't know. DP is the oldest. Boban. Boban is the oldest. He looks young. But I think great. I think this year we made a huge, huge step. Maybe a couple steps. And, I think we're on a great way. Obviously, there's a lot of things to do. But I think we, like I say, we made a huge step. And I think we're on a great, great path.
So there's Luka after the game. Overall sentiment from the Tolos on what that was last night?
His performance?
Yeah.
The overall sentiment was that he was pouting.
Oh.
Tired. Not trying. This is all in the front office for not getting Luka help. Luka was acting like a spoiled child who wasn't getting his way. He got tired of carrying this sorry team. This is who number 77 is. Hopefully you guys eyes open and the number 77 is just a crybaby and you guys owe MJ an apology. I love Kid for leaving Luka out there to feel the pain and show him how out of shape he is.
Mm.
Luka's a powder and a streaky shooter. When his attitude's right, he's great. When it isn't, he's average.
And he started 2 of 10 with 2 turnovers, defense getting exposed, 0-for-3 from 3. Then it got to 2 of 12. Stan Van Gundy continuing to call him out. Then in the third quarter, it got 2 of 14. It went there. 2 of 14, 0-for-5 from 3. Luka's first 3 of the game came with 2 minutes 40 seconds left in the third quarter. First 3. 2:40 left in the third. That was a 16-point game. And then he hit the 2 straight, including that rainbow one, as they went on that run to give us a little bit of hope to cut it down to 8.
You know what? To respond to one of the Tolos that's in the fan text, Luka absolutely 100% did not quit. He did not quit in that game. What Luka showed last night and something he needs to work on is not just the way he's built physically, Sean, and coming into the preseason, not looking like a tub of gravy at some points, but at the same time, he needs to work on turning that switch. He needs to figure out how to turn that switch, because if I know anything, when you see Luka Doncic's name after most games, it's always tied to Michael Jordan in some sort of stat category.
Yep.
But the difference is that Michael had a switch. Michael knew when to flip that switch. Now, to defend Luka, he's 23.
Yeah.
He is so young in this game that they call the NBA. And once he figures out what that switch is, then he'll go on to become a great.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.